And we're back with Brews and Reviews talking about episode 4 of Loki. I'm Jake, we got Cole and Kyle, and we're coming to you live from Minnesota in an undisclosed city, so you can't come find us. Episode 4, better.
What do you mean better? This episode was good.
Better than the last episode.
I'm saying better is an understatement.
Better time, for sure, which also, the whole thing time I'm watching this episode, I'm like, remember I said last time, you could skip episode 3 and you probably have the same effect. They literally could have skipped the entire of episode 3.
Yeah, they could have. And it didn't have any point, episode 3, except for maybe trying to set up a love connection between Loki and his female self.
Even that still felt too quick, though, to do over one episode.
And you didn't really, I don't know, I didn't feel a lot of actual, like, chemistry and romance there. Oh, yeah, Joel's not here.
He didn't come to the undisclosed location in Minnesota, so he's not invited.
Well, right, but even at spoilers.
Spoilers.
Okay, well, before we get into spoilers, I think we all agree that this is a much better episode. I was quite intrigued with where they're going with this, and it got back on track. But we only have 6 episodes of a show. What pissed me off, like I said, you should never have an episode 3. Like, there was, if 6 episodes was just a little bit too long, make it 5 episodes. Because last episode was, it just shows now, it's like, you wasted our time. But this episode, much better. Then we can get into spoilers.
Well, dude, remember he made fireworks with his hand.
Yeah, he did. That was super sweet. I can do that on my iMac.
No, but this episode is what you'd expect from a Loki show. Like,
yes.
You kind of think you know what's going on, and the rug is, like, slowly getting pulled out from underneath you each time. We're like, oh, okay, like, I didn't really know. A little bit, but, like, I didn't know what to expect with spoilers. The timekeepers.
I had a feeling that... I mean, Kyle's theory obviously was a terrible one.
Yeah, terrible theory, Kyle.
If you don't remember
his
theory...
In theory, it was a good theory.
Well, I mean, it was a good theory, but I was like... But, like, we talked about, when it comes to Lokis and stuff, like, they know that it's got a mischief. And we kind of know there's obviously... They're going to be trying to pull stuff like Lady Loki and Loki himself. So I think this was a better way because I think that was almost too predictable. Because I thought about that, like, oh, what about they enchanted them? And I think that would have elongated this episode and, like, tied it back into it. This episode basically forgot
about the
episode
3. Episode.
Minus
the
fact that Loki's in love with himself, which, are we surprised? He's a narcissist. This makes complete sense. And to be honest, like, if there was a female version of yourself,
I would hate her.
Oh, I would love her. Not
I mean,
your
I think I'd love
the version, my female version.
But you know how to, like, if any, if say I fell in love with a version of myself, like a lady version, obviously be sexy.
Well,
I mean, I would know, like, anytime something, like, it'd be the easiest relationship ever because anytime someone's pissed off, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know exactly how you're feeling.
I know, but think of how hard it would be to, like.
It'd be weird if she had a beard like me. I will say that.
To live with yourself, I wouldn't want to. Yeah.
What are you saying, Kyle? You're about to get kicked off this podcast. I've yet to even save your number in my phone.
Oh, darn.
You're only 507. I think we get a little off track early. But this one was a very engaging episode. But like I said, it starts with Lady Loki's kind of back, like, not backstory, but kind of a quick, like, hey, this is when she got taken by the timekeepers. And we obviously, everyone knows something's up with the timekeepers. Like, nothing seems to be right. Like, oh, it's always been this way and always has been this way. And then we found out, the one decent thing we found out is that all the timekeepers were variants. The TVA were all variants taken from timelines. That was, like, the one thing that I would say, like, oh, yeah, we should definitely. But they already reiterated in this episode. So again, you didn't really need
right.
to watch that episode. But I think this was a very engaging episode. And I am, did a couple crazy things, like, Owen Wilson got vaped.
Loki got vaped?
I've seen Loki. Like I said, we've all seen Loki die 1,000 times. The show's called Loki.
He even said that he can't count the number of times he's died. So, like...
But I also thought this was a really cool episode, even more so into, like, the psyche of Loki. Like, when they put him in that time, like, that time loop with Sif and stuff, like, oh, he'd be alone, like... Like, I feel like Tom Hiddleston, like, nailed this episode as far as, like, when he's kind of, like, breaking down. He was lying. He's such a pathological liar. He was lying to Mobius when he didn't need to. Like, yeah, obviously I got it from the get-go. Like, you just show how, like, how pathological and narcissistic this guy really is. And then he actually does have a connection, which caused the Nexus event with Lady Loki, which was I mean, I'm excited too. I'm like, I'm intrigued. The end of the episode, like, I'm very excited for these last two episodes.
Okay, so what do you think happens to the people after they're vaped or pruned, as they say? Like, clearly, they're not going to have Loki totally out
of the show. I
shouldn't
say vaped. That sounds like we're smoking them. Vaporized.
Yeah, but I knew what you were saying. But they say pruned in the show.
For the listeners, though, in the Cayman Islands. Right. Holla, guys. We know you're listening to us.
Just in
so
case
much.
You guys were wondering, we are the 22nd ranked comedy podcast in the Cayman Islands.
Which is surprising because it was supposed to be a dramatic podcast and a deep dive into shows. Hey, man.
No, but what happens when they get pruned? Like, seriously.
I think they literally just get wiped out from existence. Who knows? But there might be some more of that now.
No, because they're not. You know that they're going to, like, have last episode is going to be Owen Wilson riding a jet ski.
You know.
I know.
Because your theory's been right so far.
Okay, if Owen Wilson does not ride a jet ski by the end of the show,
I don't care if it's an end credit scene. I do not care. If Owen Wilson in that mustache not driving a jet ski.
I heard, actually, that there was an after credit scene in this last show.
Shoot.
Well, we're going to pause for 1 second.
Wow,
unpause.
We suck. There's an end credit scene. Oh, but it seems like they're on an alternate universe where there's a Thor, a different Loki, and I don't know who that little guy was.
I don't know.
Who knows? But that happened, and that's what happens after the day, right? So we have to
stay for the end credit scene, guys.
Why would see, if they don't do that at the end of every episode, though?
Right,
the credits are 8 minutes long. Disney, get your crap together. Like, who's reading those credits? Anyways, so, okay. Well, that changed. I guess it really changed a lot, but I mean, we know Loki's alive,
which we already...
For anyone that didn't tune out right away, be like, just idiots didn't stay for the end credits. They're not professional.
And when you get pruned, you go to the nether worlds of...
Hey, and maybe that world that they're on is just like the pruned place with everyone who is pruned.
It's going to be like the Planet Hulk that they went to in Thor Ragnarok of pruned people.
Oh, that could be cool. Could be.
Well, I also do like the sub. Could we have the subtitles on in that scene? You said, is this hell? Do you notice hell was spelled with one L?
Oh.
Do you know why that is?
I'm assuming you're going to tell us.
Well, Loki and Thor obviously come from Norse mythology, and Helheim is the realm of hell, and it's spelled with one L. Fun fact.
Good to join.
I only know that because I played God of War 4.
You should tell the parties, bro.
I'm just saying. I mean, you can learn stuff on this podcast. That's what I'm saying.
Norse mythology.
But we know Loki's alive, but Owen Wilson got vaporized, which, again...
So it's Owen Wilson on the same planet.
Their back and forth, though, is so great. I love where he's just like, shut up! Do whatever he said the question. He's like, I thought you told me to shut up.
Answer the question.
It's like, I don't know why, but their dynamic surprisingly works really, really well. So it's good to see Owen Wilson back in the saddle again. As obviously we kind of know, I think we all know the TVA was sketchy at best from the get-go.
I was not expecting the timekeepers to be fake.
I totally thought that.
Well,
I thought that from the get-go. I'm like, because no one could see the timekeeper. I'm like, obviously, like...
I thought it was a little weird because, like, we had Thanos that was, like, just sitting in a chair all day long. You'd go to the throne and Thanos was always there. But for the most part, a lot of times they like to undercut stuff. So, like, the Mandarin or different things. Like, they don't actually like to have, like, the comic version of, like, three men just actually sitting there monitoring everything. So they kind of like, oh, we'll do a little twist and turn here.
And I don't think any of us are avid comic book readers, but we do love the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. And Iron Man 3, I love that movie. I really think it's a very good movie. But there was a lot of people who actually were like, this isn't the Mandarin. How dare you undercut the Mandarin?
Fortune cookies! They're not Chinese.
But I do like, again, like, there's some stuff you can take from the comics and some stuff you can't. I feel one of the few comic books I've read in the last 2 years was the Old Man Logan comic that was based off Logan. That would have been a really, really hard movie if they copied it to put in film because it's crazy. So I like that they try to keep it kind of like even keeled, but at the end of the day, like I said, like I really like this episode. I think it's finally back on track and it had a goal, which again really pisses me off about episode 3 even more because it was such a waste of time. It's like, why couldn't you just start this track and just go. And if you did, if you, it's only six episodes, you're like, yeah, we need a filler episode, cut it to five. Like, you own it. You don't need to give us a bullcrap episode.
Yeah, well, and I felt like stuff actually happened in this episode where you're like, okay, I don't know what's happening next. Like, episode one kind of set things up. Episode two kind of set things up. Episode three kind of didn't set things up. And you're like, okay, like, I don't even know if I like this show that much anymore. Where I feel like this one's like, oh yeah, stuff happens in this show. Like
we can do some cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's see the next episode.
It's like, no, guys.
Right, so now we don't even know, like, who set up the TVA, because apparently the timekeepers are just robots. So, like, what the purpose of the TVA really is, it can't, like, really be to keep things that much in order. There must have be a different, like,
purpose. Well, see, but they did hint about Mephisto, and I talked about that, I think, in episode one.
When did they hint about that?
No, episode one with the pane glass window.
Yeah. Oh,
that was,
yeah,
the devil, that, and in, sure, the Marvel Universe, it's Mephisto. Not Manifesto, as Kyle called him once.
That was you, Jake.
No, it wasn't, because I was like, oh yeah, Manifesto's going to take on Agenda.
Yeah. I never said Manifesto. Wait,
look at the history. Story. I will, yeah, play you this episode after you.
Absolutely.
It might have been Joel, for all I know. But...
okay, it could have been Joel, but it was not me.
If it was not Joel, it was Kyle.
Probably Kyle's wasn't Cole, me.
And it definitely never me. But, so maybe that could come back into play. I'm really, but this is an episode when it ended, I was really excited to be like, I can't wait for the next episode. Like, this is going some cool places, and I am intrigued. So they definitely got back on track pretty quick. Any other, like, things that stick out in this episode that...
I just want to say, I believe it was in episode three, I did not give credit enough to the use of...
Bonnie Tyler's I Need a Hero.
I Need a Hero.
Yeah, I don't know why we skipped that one, because that was actually... I mean, I think we were just so pissed off, we couldn't think,
yeah,
of anything,
I was like,
we couldn't think of anything good.
We got done, I'm like, yeah, I kind of dissed on episode three pretty hard, and actually, as soon as that song came on, I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, because...
And that started pretty early on, so it was, like, pretty exciting, like, hey...
Oh yeah, like, let's build this up, we got the, I Need a Hero,
which always is a jam for me, like, the Shrek... What was it, Shrek 3 did it awesome? Like, that song is always like, yeah, like, let's do stuff. Like, this is a fun song. And they used it very, very funny.
You can say what you want about episode 9 of Star Wars, but there was, like, a remix of, like, they did the Kylo and Rey fight scene to I Need a Hero. And I watched that, like, 1,000 times. I was like, guys, everybody needs to watch this. Watch. It, like, works out perfectly. Like, the lightsabers to go right
did
with the song.
Did you ever see the episode 8 one when they did, it was a Queen song when they're doing the throne room battle?
No.
Oh, you should definitely watch that, because if you like that, I guarantee you're going to like that one. But I think we're really getting... somehow we're
talking about Star Wars.
Soundtracks.
Well, I'm trying to think of anything that really stuck out to this episode. Like I said, Owen Wilson, and I think this was a good Loki episode. Like I said, episode three... I keep going back to episode three, because like, there's so many ways you could have fixed it. You could have dove into it more, but now I guess Loki and Lady Loki, Sylvia, are in love, and I still think that's really quick for that too, though. Like, you didn't devote enough time in that episode to be like, oh yeah, they're attracted to each other, and they caused...
They devoted 1/6 of the show to that episode.
Yeah, but they could have done it over multiple episodes where they're running, whatever. Yeah, but, like, now Loki's like, oh, and he's a narcissist, so I guess loving himself would actually, it kind of makes sense. But now he's like already like, at the end he's like, I don't know, like, I don't do this ever, like, whatever. You basically say like, I love you and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's
he didn't say I love you.
But you, what was he gonna say? What do you think he was gonna say before he got vaporized?
I don't know.
He was obviously gonna confess his feelings.
Yeah, I don't know if he was like broke out the love word.
Well, I mean, Owen Wilson talked about it. I don't know why I always want to call him Owen Wilson, because that's pretty much who he is. But Mobius.
What was his name? Yeah, Mobius.
Mobius definitely hinted at it, like, oh my god, you love... And again, I think you make it quicker because Loki himself was a narcissist, so they both would be. And obviously you found someone exactly the same as yourself, and you already love yourself. Kind of makes sense. But again, it was kind of like, I didn't feel that connection really at all in episode three, so that, because that episode was so terrible, that I didn't really catch on to that, but maybe that's going somewhere. Who knows? Their love caused a nexus effect with a slant that apparently has never happened before.
Okay, so...
Don't make theories, you're terrible at them.
No, it's not a theory. I'm just asking, what if Loki has a child with himself? What does that make the child?
Low-key.
I think it's like...
See, Kyle and I had a deep dive discussion one time on if you could time travel, if you could be your own father.
I mean, we're not going to go into...
we could talk about this for hours, but...
But the answer is, Loki could father his own child, yes.
Well, anyone could father their own child.
And it would turn out as Loki.
Wouldn't that be the same thing that if... Maybe I'm going to a dark place here, but, like, the reason why, like, incest is really bad is because it's basically the same DNA copying on each other, and the kid usually has defects.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
So I'm saying, so if you're sleeping with yourself, literally, I mean, this is where they came in on.
Wait,
level.
Just a second. So, we learned in Thor that Loki is, like, one of the ice giants.
Would she be in theory?
Is she an ice giant?
She said she was adopted, so you gotta assume from what we know that probably...
She's an ice giant.
Yeah, how come he's never blue? How come he never really owns that?
Could be
something. I think that, like, it was just a thing in Thor, and they, like, tried to make you kind of forget that he was an ice giant.
That was kind of a big plot point in Thor, but... I mean, he does bring it... Loki himself brings it up in other movies. Like, I was actually a frost giant. I think he actually brought it up in the show. I don't think that was something they really needed to tap on more. You kind of got that plot point, and that was it. So it's like, there's no reason to
keep it. Just seems weird. It's like, okay, yep, I'm an ice giant, but he's never been blue other than once.
Well, he's never been a giant either, which is weird. An ice giant.
He's actually fairly small.
Yeah. Kind of like a little punk ass, you know? The black sheep of the ice giant family.
No, but, yeah, I've thought... Like, the chemistry between Loki and Sylvie was better this episode than the last one. Owen Wilson, I mean, granted, he's terrible at trusting people. Trust Loki, Loki betrays him. Trust his boss betrays him, prunes him.
See, this is the thing that I keep thinking back to, where he's like, you need to do this and trust me. He had to have known when he swapped phones or whatever they were, that was going to come back.
Yeah.
So you think, I think, obviously, I don't think that's how Mobius is going to go out. I think he planned this was probably going to happen. But yeah, we really find out TVA is as sketchy as we thought they would be. But it's very intriguing. And like I said, like, you know, it brings up, you could open up a whole door about, you know, if they're, like, picking stuff and controlling stuff, that maybe they can't control all of the timeline, like, some things get by. Because you got to wonder, like, all these Nexus events that they keep, like, erasing people and taking them and, like, obliterating them. It's like, there's no way they could control all of it if they're not all-powerful like we think they are.
My name's Trevor.
So, maybe the TVA is trying to prevent a specific event from happening.
Well, if the timekeepers aren't real, why the hell do they bring both Lokis in to obliterate them? That's confusing. Because, like, they're not real. They're animatronics. So, why bring them into that lair to begin with? What was the point?
Because they wanted all the TVA variant people to think they were making an example of them.
Right. But they were going to do the exact same thing they do to every other variant.
Prune.
Yes.
They gotta have a better word for that. I'm not using that word.
Prune?
Yeah. Prune?
Yeah. Pluck?
Do you have... Tell me what you have associated with the word prune.
Okay,
dusting.
No.
You dust them.
No, think about this, Jake. There's a tree.
Okay.
It has little sprouts coming off the tree.
Right.
This sprout is dying, and it's taking away the life from the rest of the tree. What should you do? Prune it, damn it!
The only thing I think of when the word prune comes up is just I've sat in the bathtub too long and my fingers are...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, you ate too many prunes and you got the foxtrots.
Prunes aren't even good.
Yeah.
Foxtrot also means diarrhea for anyone that doesn't.
Hot snakes.
Hot snakes and bubble gut. I guess I can't think of anything. But, I mean, stay tuned to the next episode. I'm excited to see.
Yeah, no, I'm totally excited. I'm back on board with the show.
Yeah, this one, and there was one person. I got to talk to my buddy that made the Facebook post. Because I try to avoid stuff until I've seen the episode. But they're like, WTF Loki, that was terrible. And I was like, oh, man, I'm like, I actually respect this guy. He's supposed to be in my wedding. I'm not going to rethink that whole thing. Like, Like, because this was a good episode, so what the hell is he talking about?
Like, by far the best episode.
Watch, that guy's gonna be like, yo, episode 3 was definitely the best. I'm like, okay, get out of my life forever.
No, I saw a couple people post on Twitter like, oh, wow, you gotta check out episode 4 of Loki. It's like,
we saw totally none of that. We saw none of that for episode 3.
Yeah,
nothing. No one's like, rush to Disney Plus if you don't have a membership, fine. But no, I think the show's back on track, so that's really good. Only 2 more episodes, and from now on, we promise Cayman Islands that we will watch till the end.
Yes, and for as long as we are still ranked in the Cayman Islands in the top 25, we will continue to do shout-outs.
And if we get in the top 3, we'll come to your town.
Well.
You got to pay for us, but we'll come down there.
We will maybe send you something. Maybe some merchandise.
You will give us a free vacation.
To the Cayman Islands. Are you trying to use, like, Jedi mind tricks on the market? You will give us a free vacation. I'll go to the Cayman Islands. I ain't mad about that. But yeah, so how do we rank it?
I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Ooh, I'll give it an 8.
I was going to give it an 8. It's back on track. Maybe I probably would give it a 9 if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, episode 3 was so bad. I was like, I'm like, you guys could have done this the whole time, and you gave us episode 3. Like, I will not get over it. Like, that was, we agreed on that. 4.5 last time I ranked it. I'm like, I'm usually not that brutal on episode, but this is terrible. So, yes, show's back on track. I'm excited for the next episode. So, anyone else have anything else?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Brews and Reviews, signing off.